This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. WNYC's planning editor Kate Hines joins me in studio. Kate, I don't want to see you again in person.
I know. I hear you're going to home broadcasting tomorrow.
Yeah, they're kicking me out.
We're going to trial it on both Morning Edition and ATC tomorrow, all things considered. So both Richard Hake and Jamie Floyd will be in their home studios tomorrow.
All right. Knock wood.
I'm really hoping Jamie's dog barks or her cat meows or something happens.
Oh, this whole audience will know Isaac and Rocco. That's child and dog by the end of all this quite well. Kate, we brought you in here because we feel like people need to get updated. Everybody kind of wants to know what's going on. So what has Governor Cuomo, what was the last from Governor Cuomo?
He has said a few new things today. One is that he's working with the Trump administration, and it sounds like things are a little better with that relationship in that assistance from the federal government is coming in a couple of forms. One is a giant Navy ship that's like a hospital ship, a 1,000-bed hospital ship that's going to be coming into New York Harbor. It's not clear when, and it's also not clear to me if the ship has staff, you know, like what it will take to actually staff up the hospital ship. But we're getting a hospital ship, which is good because one of the big focuses on our area is increasing the number of hospital beds. Mm-hmm. To that end, both Governor Cuomo and Governor Murphy in New Jersey and Bill de Blasio have been begging the federal government to give us access to the Army Corps of Engineers. And the goal is to run around and figure out what spaces we can convert quickly into hospital beds. So Governor Cuomo says he's going to be speaking for that. Trump has agreed to that, that the Army Corps is going to be working with us. And they are going to be talking to Governor Cuomo today about how to go about doing that.
What about Mayor de Blasio?
He has not had a press conference today, not yet. Well, he's done a couple of media conversations early in the morning. And he's, you know, it's been the same thing since yesterday, where when we left off yesterday, de Blasio was talking about a sort of shelter in place, the possibility of a shelter in place.
And that made a lot of people very anxious.
Yeah, it definitely made a lot of people very anxious. And almost immediately after it left de Blasio's mouth, Governor Cuomo countermanded it and said, that's not going to happen. I will never allow it to happen. If it did happen, it would have to happen in concert with all of the partners that we're working with. The city doesn't have the authority to do that. Only I have the authority to do that. One of the things that Cuomo's doing is working with neighboring states, and now Pennsylvania has bought into our relationship. So we're trying to coordinate responses from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania. So Cuomo would seem to want like this sort of like pan shelter-in-place operation, but again, he says it's not going to happen. What he did say today was going to happen was that 50%, there are new restrictions on businesses, 50% of private businesses, business people have to work from home. So all businesses have to institute mandatory work from home rules.
So fewer than 50% in the workspace.
Correct. Some groups of people are exempt from that. Essential services, pharmacies, groceries, delivery, shipping, so on and so forth. But, you know, previously until now, sort of telecommuting had been suggested, and it was also in place for, you know, a certain percentage of state and city government workers, but now it's expanding to private businesses. And Cuomo was basically like, we're going to see how that goes. I'm not ready to order shelter in place. But the point is, we've got to keep winnowing down density. You know, we've got to thin out the number of people out and about, and this is yet another way to go do that.
But I also was listening to him on the Daily this morning. And he was telling people to not panic and that you can go outside. It's all about density.
Right.
Density, density, density.
Yeah, I find that he gives a little bit of mixed messages because at the same time he's saying, you can go outside, you can take a walk, just make sure no one is around you. He's saying things like, we are in desperate need of hospital capacity. People we know are going to die. You know, it's like he's kind of trying to, it's a grim picture and he's trying to both scare people or educate people into compliance while at the same time trying to keep some sort of normalcy. So, but he did say on the Daily, yes, and he's been saying all along, and de Blasio has been saying the same thing, you can go outside, take a walk, just do it alone, don't be near people. But only if you're healthy,
not
if you have any type of symptom.
Sick. What about the subways and the transit system? Are we on normal schedules? Are the conversations about slowing down? What's going on?
I don't have any updates on the conversation about whether the MTA is going to go to a weekend schedule or anything like that. We know that they're experiencing catastrophic dips in ridership. I mean, catastrophic from them, from a financial point of view.
Right.
For people that are still riding the subway, it's probably really good because you can be socially distant on subway these days. But sadly, the head of the MTA said this morning that even if a shelter-in-place regulation was ordered, he would keep the subways running because everybody agrees that it's needed to bring essential workers to work.
What are a story that you can kind of see on the horizon as an unintended consequence of what's going on? Is it the restaurant worker story?
I think there are so many. I think the restaurant workers and how employment rebounds and how New York City is going to be changed, really essentially changed after all of this. Something else that I was thinking about today, which is way down the road, but we all keep hearing, don't go to the doctor table, non-essential medical visits. Now you're not going to your dentist, so you're not getting checkups. If you're in physical therapy, you probably have not been going to your physical therapy appointments. You may not be exercising because you're scared to go outside and your gym has closed. So what are going to be the health consequences of like what we're going through right now? Not just physical, but mental and emotional as well. So I'm interested in that.
Kate Hines, as always, thank you for the update, Kate.
Thank you.
That is it from all of it from this studio. Not for the rest of the week. We'll be coming from my home studio, fingers crossed, knocking wood. Thanks as always to our guests from the week, Ben Yakis, Andy Lancet, and Kate Hines. They are our colleagues. If you missed a segment or two this week, you can check out our podcast and catch up. It is available on your podcast platform of choice. If you like what you hear, please leave us a great rating. I'm Allison Stewart. This is all of it. And I'm going to do my best to meet you back here next time.